Are you trustworthy? Are you worthy of trust? Can God trust you? If God was looking for someone to follow His instructions to the very letter, would you be one He would select? Something to think about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, or pardon me, chapter 4, I'm sorry, verse 2, Paul makes a statement. He says, moreover, it is required of stewards, and the King James Version says they found faithful. Actually, if you look that word up, it's dealing with trustworthy. When looking for a manager or an overseer, one looks for someone who's trustworthy. That's the message that's being conveyed here. Is God trustworthy? Of course He is. And we're supposed to follow that pattern, aren't we? In Genesis chapter 18, verses 17 through 19 is actually where we're drawing this from. This is the setting where God has come down and is going to look at what's going on with Sodom and Gomorrah. And on the way, He stops by Mamre, where Abraham is, and Abraham invites he and the two angels who were with him to stay there and have a meal. When you get down to verse 17 of Genesis 18, the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham will surely become a great mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed in him?" This is what I want to draw your attention to. 19. "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they will keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." I think it's pretty remarkable when the Lord is getting ready to do something and he passes by his friend's place and shares a meal with his friend, and then before he leaves, he said, "Am I going to hide from him? I know him. He's trustworthy. I know what he'll do." And this is a thing that's really been on my heart for some time, is how many people could God make that statement about? I'm talking about people that attend church on a regular basis. How many people could God make that statement about? I know that person is worthy of trust. They're so trustworthy that I'm going to share with them what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to them as a friend to a friend. And you know, if you read on, you'll find that Abraham takes it upon himself to begin interceding for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. What if there's 50 there? Surely the Lord of all the earth is not going to destroy those cities. There's 50 righteous people there. The Lord said, "No, I won't. How about 45? How about 40? How about 30? How about 20? How about 10? Abraham stopped off, not the Lord. You understand? but to have that kind of communication with the Lord is something, isn't it? And yet you and I have the privilege of having that tight communication with the Lord. But the Lord is going to share His secrets with people He can trust. God doesn't do things, according to Amos the 3rd chapter, God doesn't do things without first revealing His secrets to His servants, the prophets, is the way it reads in Amos. God's wanting to reveal Himself in a greater way. You know, we can come into this place just like right now. There's just an awesome awareness of the presence of the Lord, at least to me, in this place. I had a visitor to come by this past week and talked with me, and I was showing him around, and when we walked up here, he stood there and he started doing it. He said, "Man, I feel the presence of the Lord in this place." I want us to be so worthy of trust that God is at home in this place. That God can do anything He wants to do in this place. But I believe that those things are contingent upon us. God will do all we allow Him to do. The question is not the power of God. The question is not the willingness of God. The question is, are we trustworthy? Are we in tune with the Lord to where we're aware when He pays us a visit? You understand? I don't think Abraham was so naive. It doesn't say that the Lord had to introduce Himself to Abraham. But I think Abraham realized who he was in the presence of. Do we realize who we're in the presence of? Do we even realize that the Lord's in this place? Or are we like Jacob? We could just lay down and go to sleep. And it takes something extraordinary, like a dream, to get our attention. And when he wakes up, he said, "God's in this place. And I didn't know it." I want us to know it. I want us to be a body of people that is so trustworthy that God can just pour out His power in unlimited measures, to where He is manifested and He receives all the glory. That He doesn't have to be concerned about whether we're going to try to take credit for what God does, but that we give Him 100% credit. Look what the Lord's done. And when people say anything, it's because of the Lord. We know it's because of the Lord. It's not our intelligence. It's not our goodness. It's not our education. It's not our revelations. It's God. It's all God. And I just know, not think, not even believe, but I know that the Lord wants to do mighty things out of this place. We understand, I said out of. In it? Sure. But what I'm seeing is not just focused on what takes place in the service, but what takes place as a result of this service. What or people carrying out wherever they go? What's going out through means of media? You understand? To where the Lord is renowned in this place. So this is how I've been praying lately. I want this place to be renowned for the glory of the Lord. When people hear the name, that they don't relate the name to a person, they relate the name to Jesus. They relate the name to the Holy Spirit moving in a place to where you want to get in the presence of God. I know where the presence of God is. You follow what I'm saying? This isn't about bragging rights. This is about living in the Lord and the Lord living in us. To where it impacts people's lives for the Lord. And I don't know, yesterday I was reading yesterday morning. I just read this thing kept coming to me, this trustworthy, that, and if you look that word steward up, it's actually the household manager or an overseer. And so if a person is looking for someone to oversee his house, he wants somebody that's worthy of trust. Someone that will do it exactly like I want to do it. Now, as an individual, you're the overseer of the house. If the Lord is living in you, if you're truly born again and the Lord is living in you, then this body is a house of the Lord, isn't it? So what's the Lord looking for? He's looking for someone worthy of trust that will take care of that body he bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus. Are you taking care of the temple of God to where the temple of God is actually a place of worship? To where the temple of God is a place to where people are in the presence of the Lord? How trustworthy are we? See, that's the thing. How good an overseer are we of what God is entrusting us with? I believe if we're trustworthy, we'll see God entrusting us with more and more of the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the Spirit operating in us, operating through us. Does all this register with you? This is a glorious hour for those who are sold out to the Lord. For those who are truly good stewards of the household. Not people hearing God and then doing what God says the way they want to do it. But people who hear God and follow the instructions explicitly. I believe a lot of people have received vision from the Lord on ministry, but they've not stayed true to the vision that God gave them. They want to manipulate that into a way that they're comfortable with rather than just stepping out and doing what God says to do. And we talk about the just who live by faith, right? We talk about being led by the Spirit. But are we truly led by the Spirit? Is there enough evidence against us, if you will, that would convict us that that person is led by the Spirit. The evidence is there. Think about it. See, this is what God's looking for. People He can trust. God's looking for stewards over His work, over His household. But I'm going to tell you who He's going to select to do it. Those who He can trust, whom He can trust. Those who are trustworthy. Those who will do it God's way. Not your way. Not my way. God's way. So God said, I know Abraham. I know what Abraham will do. In other words, I know how Abraham is going to conduct himself, and I know that the message that Abraham is going to convey through the way he lives. What would he say about you? What would he say about me? Would he share his secrets with you or with me? That's dependent upon me. That's to depend upon you. Are we worthy of trust? I have tremendous aspirations for the city of Thomasville being renowned for the presence of God in this place, to the point that people anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world, that it be noised abroad, the Lord's in that city. That's a city of God. Is that too far out for you? Do you think that's unattainable? I don't. The Lord put things in my heart about this city in the middle to late, I guess, late 80s. And I'm not moving. I'm not moving. Because I believe that Jesus is Lord of Thomasville, North Carolina. But I'm also aware that lordship is manifested through the body of Christ. And so Jesus being seen as Lord is contingent upon His people standing up and letting the Lord take over the house and flow through them. Let God's wisdom come out of your mouth. Let God's power emanate from you to where when you touch people, it's the Lord touching them. You understand? So would you, don't raise your hand, but would you like to be a part of this? Would you like to be one of those people to where the Lord says, go to that city. And you're just walking along and the Lord just directs a person to you because He can trust you to minister to that person just as though Jesus Himself were walking beside that person. Am I dreaming? Well, you can call it what you want to, but I believe it's a reality. I believe it's a reality that can come to pass if we stay committed to the Lord. If we come under the Lordship of Jesus. It's not enough for me to say, Jesus is my Lord. Follow me around and you'll know whether or not He is. Not by what I say, but by whether or not I'm submitted to Him. And the Lord is looking for people who submitted to Him. I can trust Him. I can trust her. And then the glory of the Lord is upon His people. You with me? You know, I've read of people in the past, ministers, that such a presence of the Lord was on them that they could walk by and people would get under conviction just by being in their presence. Or they could walk by and people just fall on the floor because the glory of the Lord was on them to such an extent that it impacted those around them. That's what I'm looking for. Not just when we come in a room, but wherever we go. That the Lord's on us. That we're shining for Jesus without even trying. You understand? It's just a way of life. And that's what God's looking for. People who make Him a way of life. To where He is in control of the house. And so He can manifest His presence at His will. You with me? Are you trustworthy? Can God say, I know that person. I know what they will do in the future and it will be right. They will do what I've asked them to do. They will keep covenant with me. They won't violate the covenant, but they'll follow the word of God and they'll make sure that those around them see, not just hear the word of God, but see the word of God demonstrated through a lifestyle.